2023年精编初中英语教学与评估听力部分八。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The man is holding the door open for the woman.
The man is holding the door open for the woman.
2. The store sells camping equipment.
The store sells camping equipment.
3. It would be really nice if someone can give me something to eat now.
It would be really nice if someone can give me something to eat now.
4. The cooking class will be in room 405.
The cooking class will be in room 405.
5. May I have some popcorn, please?
May I have some popcorn, please?
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. I think your fish is dying.
Why do you say that?
Because it's swimming upside down.
No way! I just got it from the night market.
Question. What does the man say about the fish?
请再听一遍。
I think your fish is dying.
Why do you say that?
Because it's swimming upside down.
No way! I just got it from the night market.
Question. What does the man say about the fish? Seven. Do you want to go to Lucas Cafe?
No, I don't really like it there.
But their coffee is so good.
I know, but it's too noisy.
Question. What do we know about Lucas Cafe?
请再听一遍。
Do you want to go to Lucas Cafe?
No, I don't really like it there.
But their coffee is so good.
I know, but it's too noisy.
Question. What do we know about Lucas Cafe? 8. The movie starts at 8 p.m.
What do you want to do until then?
We can go and get some coffee.
I'd rather not. Why don't we do some window shopping?
Question. What does the woman want to do?
请再听一遍。
The movie starts at 8 p.m.
What do you want to do until then?
We can go and get some coffee.
I'd rather not. Why don't we do some window shopping?
Question. What does the woman want to do? 9. Is that teenager your son?
Yes, he is. That's our youngest, Peter.
Wow, he's grown so much since the last time I saw him.
Well, he's not a kid anymore.
Question. How old is Peter most likely?
请再听一遍。
Is that teenager your son?
Yes, he is. That's our youngest, Peter.
Wow, he's grown so much since the last time I saw him.
Well, he's not a kid anymore.
Question. How old is Peter most likely? 10. Didn't you have a race today?
Yeah, it was this morning.
How did you do?
I beat my best time and I got second place.
Question. How did the woman do in the race?
请再听一遍。
Didn't you have a race today?
Yeah, it was this morning.
How did you do?
I beat my best time and I got second place.
Question. How did the woman do in the race? C. Listen to the dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
I'm here in the Rift Valley in Kenya, at a school which specializes in training local children to become long-distance runners. With me is Florence Kipogi, a teacher at the school. Florence, I've just watched some of the students from the school running, and they all look like future champions to me. What do you think are the reasons there are so many amazing runners here?
Well, the children you saw today don't come from rich families. This means that all their lives they have to walk and run everywhere. For example, they have to run to school every day because their families don't have cars and there aren't any buses. When I was a teenager, I lived 5 kilometers from school and I ran there and back every day.
So, people here need to be good at running because there's very little transport?
Yes. Also, because we live in the mountains, we often have to run up and down hills. This makes our legs strong and is good for our breathing.
Lots of the children run barefoot without shoes, don't they? Do you think that helps?
Yes, it's very good for your whole body to run and walk without shoes. It makes your feet strong and you have to use your legs and body in a different way. It gives you a good running style.
But doesn't it hurt your feet?
You mustn't run long distances on hard, flat roads without shoes. That would hurt your feet. But the roads here are not like city roads. When students from our school start winning competitions and get some money, they often buy running shoes. But sometimes they don't like wearing them.
All the students I see seem very serious and they train very hard. Is this another reason why they do so well?
Absolutely. This part of Kenya is beautiful, but there aren't many jobs. For the young people here, becoming a professional runner or getting a sports scholarship is a dream. It can change their lives and the lives of their families. So they work very, very hard.
请再听一遍。
I'm here in the Rift Valley in Kenya, at a school which specializes in training local children to become long-distance runners. With me is Florence Kipogi, a teacher at the school. Florence, I've just watched some of the students from the school running, and they all look like future champions to me. What do you think are the reasons there are so many amazing runners here?
Well, the children you saw today don't come from rich families. This means that all their lives they have to walk and run everywhere. For example, they have to run to school every day because their families don't have cars and there aren't any buses. When I was a teenager, I lived 5 kilometers from school and I ran there and back every day.
So, people here need to be good at running because there's very little transport?
Yes. Also, because we live in the mountains, we often have to run up and down hills. This makes our legs strong and is good for our breathing.
Lots of the children run barefoot without shoes, don't they? Do you think that helps?
Yes, it's very good for your whole body to run and walk without shoes. It makes your feet strong and you have to use your legs and body in a different way. It gives you a good running style.
But doesn't it hurt your feet?
You mustn't run long distances on hard, flat roads without shoes. That would hurt your feet. But the roads here are not like city roads. When students from our school start winning competitions and get some money, they often buy running shoes. But sometimes they don't like wearing them.
All the students I see seem very serious and they train very hard. Is this another reason why they do so well?
Absolutely. This part of Kenya is beautiful, but there aren't many jobs. For the young people here, becoming a professional runner or getting a sports scholarship is a dream. It can change their lives and the lives of their families. So they work very, very hard.
Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Thanks very much for the opportunity to tell your listeners about the International Sports Academy, or ISA, in Florida, USA. My name's Len Bartle, and I'm a senior coach at the ISA, one of the best sports schools in the world. We have 500 talented young athletes aged 12 to 18 studying with us from dozens of countries. If you're interested in starting here on September 18th, you'll need to have an interview, either here at the academy or by phone on April 22nd. Please arrange this with my assistant. Call him on 0998 354 678. His name's Jed Simpson. The program at the ISA is busy and varied. You can choose one main sport from all the usual sports, such as soccer, football, tennis, and swimming, and also hockey, which you can do from the start of the next school year. As well as doing normal school lessons, you spend 10 hours a week practicing your main sport after school. As well as your training program, we expect you to find time for homework. And if you need extra help with English, we have classes in that too. Students also learn how to perform well in competitions. That means learning to control the mind, as well as making sure they are strong and fit enough to compete. So you need to be prepared to work very hard. But you don't need to worry about how you'll manage being away from home for the first time. Each student has a personal coach who helps them manage their time and talks about any problems they may have. If you're talented, confident, and believe in yourself, we'd love to hear from you.
请再听一遍。
Thanks very much for the opportunity to tell your listeners about the International Sports Academy, or ISA, in Florida, USA. My name's Len Bartle, and I'm a senior coach at the ISA, one of the best sports schools in the world. We have 500 talented young athletes aged 12 to 18 studying with us from dozens of countries. If you're interested in starting here on September 18th, you'll need to have an interview, either here at the academy or by phone on April 22nd. Please arrange this with my assistant. Call him on 0998 354 678. His name's Jed Simpson.The program at the ISA is busy and varied. You can choose one main sport from all the usual sports, such as soccer, football, tennis, and swimming, and also hockey, which you can do from the start of the next school year. As well as doing normal school lessons, you spend 10 hours a week practicing your main sport after school. As well as your training program, we expect you to find time for homework. And if you need extra help with English, we have classes in that too.Students also learn how to perform well in competitions. That means learning to control the mind, as well as making sure they are strong and fit enough to compete. So you need to be prepared to work very hard. But you don't need to worry about how you'll manage being away from home for the first time. Each student has a personal coach who helps them manage their time and talks about any problems they may have. If you're talented, confident, and believe in yourself, we'd love to hear from you.